Hey, it's Dave, and you know I'm not a fan of pre-rolls, so the fact that I'm doing one, you know this is important, and it's time-sensitive, because March 21st at 5:30 Eastern, myself and my favorite book guru, Thomas Umstadt Jr., are doing a webinar on book launch secrets. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch, you'll learn more about it. But I just wanted to get this in here, because that's right around the corner. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch. Today, I've got a strategy that'll help you know how much to charge for a sponsorship.
Who could use some more money? Maybe you didn't start your podcast looking to make money, but you hear about others who are making some cash and, hey, you'd like to join that club. Well, you're in the right place. Our website is morepodcastmoney.com, where you can find all our contact information, our blog, newsletter, and of course the book, More Podcast Money. Here's your host, me. Now, who could use some more money?
I borrowed an idea from the comedian Greg Fitzsimmons. I talked about this on a very early episode of this podcast, and that is, I had an auction. I do a show every Saturday morning at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. It's Saturday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time with my co-host Jim Collison from theaverageguy.tv. We're talking about different things, and he pours a coffee every morning as we start the show. And we were talking about how different podcasts have different segments, and they usually get a sponsor. And he said, we should get a sponsor for the pour, meaning the pour of his coffee. And I was like, that's interesting. We battered. Hey, let's try it. Let's just see what happens. And so I went out. I found a plugin called WP Auctions. It handled the auction, and we announced it for 4 weeks. Hey, if you want to be a sponsor of this, you know, we could be talking about your product right now. And at the end of the month, we cut it off. The winner was podcastbranding.co. Because that person realized that we're talking to a bunch of podcasters and he wants to reach a bunch of podcasters. So I like this idea because, number one, you're working with your own community. And I actually got to see other people who bid. So that's more people I can reach out to. And for a month of sponsorship, which is just 4 episodes, I got $77. Now, I went into our stats and figured out this, and it's basically, if this was a CPM model, and I've talked about in the past how this is horrible, CPM does not usually work for people because you end up paying $6 or $10 CPM. Right now, dynamic ad insertion is like $2. CPM, by the way, stands for cost per thousand downloads. And I am making $32, which is not horrible. Right now, I hear anywhere from $20 to $50, so I will take 32. And all it took was the courage to realize, well, that's one thing else I forgot to mention. I set the bidding at $20 because anything beneath that would have been kind of embarrassing. $20 in itself would have been kind of embarrassing, but I have a fairly active audience. I do a live show, and every Saturday I have somewhere between 20 and 40 people watching me live, which doesn't sound like a lot of people, but that's like 2 classrooms full of people, and then hundreds of people download it later. So you have to have the courage to step out of your comfort zone. You have to have the ability to try something new, and you have to be okay if it blows up in your face. The comedian Kevin Hart, who is very successful, has a great book called You Can't Make This Stuff Up. And he said, you know, you may have your friends that say you're funny and you can practice your jokes and write jokes in the basement, but there's only one way to know if you're funny, and that's to get on stage. And this is one where we're like, you know what? What the heck? Let's just give it a shot. And then as this started to grow, we're like, hey, we're up to $40. Okay. We said, what we'll do is whoever wins it gets first crack at the next month. So in this case, Mark from podcastbranding.co will get, he'll be able to, if he wants, right now as I record this, it's May 2020. If he wants to be the sponsor in June, he can have it another month for $77. If not, we'll start up another auction and we'll let people bid. And this is just a matter of kind of, it's a game. It's competitive. It's something to talk about. And in the end, I profit. So don't be afraid to try something new. And if you want to see how engaged your audience is, and also, like I said, the big thing I got out of this was I got to see who is interested in being a sponsor, which means that might be somebody I want to add in my network for other reasons. It was just called, again, WP Auctions. I'll put links out in the show notes, out at morepodcastmoney.com. When in doubt, just say, let's give it a shot. Let your audience set the pricing and do an auction for a sponsorship deal.
So who found that useful? I hope you found today's episode useful. If you're new to podcasting, come visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're not new to podcasting, come buy the book at morepodcastmoney.com. It's the book that never goes out of date. You buy the book once and gain access to the website for life. Thanks for joining us. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting asking, who could use some more money? Hey, it's Dave. Thanks for sticking around here. Again, this is not the norm, but we've kind of got a time-sensitive issue here because this webinar is March 21st about book launch secrets. It's myself and Thomas Umstadt, and then he's going to talk about this course. And it's going to basically go over everything you need to know about launching your book. And you'll learn proven principles and methods to help your next book or get your first book off the ground like a rocket. Thomas, the same way that I live and breathe podcasting, Thomas lives and breathes books. And then what's beautiful about it is his kind of mentor, James L. Rubart, it's kind of like getting Han Solo and Yoda at the same time. And the reason I think this is so important is this is the last time they're teaching this course. Now, the webinar you're signing up for, absolutely free, and you're going to walk away with a lot of great ideas and an offer. We're not going to lie to you. They're going to talk to you and ask you to take this course. But there's so much value in just the free webinar. I wanted to let you know that it's going on and it's happening very, very soon, March 21st. Look at the calendar. Yeah, that's like, holy cow, it's coming right up. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. I can't wait to see you there.